Now, we're going to change direction a little bit. We're going to talk to Jamie Lee. Jamie Lee is with an organisation or a, whatever called Winning Moves. And as I said before, it's all about the new Monopoly game. So, first of all, welcome, Jamie Lee.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. Now, we're really keen to hear about this because I've played Monopoly and, you know, they're all about London and Old Kent Road and all the Chapel Street and all that, but I believe you're in the process of putting together one all about the Yarra Valley.
I am. Yes, the UK version one's about 90 years old now, but we're bringing the iconic Monopoly game to Yarra Valley and Dandenong Ranges, which is super exciting.
Absolutely.
What did you want to know?
Well, I want to know what's going to be on it, first of all.
Well, see, that's a secret right now. we got to launch it in October. That's when everyone will find out what's going to feature on there. But we'll have things like our natural attractions to iconic locations and businesses around the region. We very much rely on sort of the public to steer us in the direction of what they want to see on the edition. What do you think should feature on there?
Well, I'd be very surprised if Puffing Billy doesn't turn up somewhere on it. But anyway, that's that's something else. So I guess, first of all, then let's go back a step because if it hasn't been, you haven't actually picked all the locations yet, can people make suggestions to you?
Yes, absolutely. So what we're asking for now is different businesses and the locals to put their suggestions through via either our Facebook page or by emailing us on what they wanted to see on the edition so I can make sure it's as iconic as possible.
Righto. First of all, give us your Facebook page. Is it just Winning Moves or what's it
called? Winning Moves Australia is the Facebook page. And then you'll find our email address, but also a post on there announcing the Yarra Valley edition. So somewhere on there is great, and you'll come directly through to me, and I'll be able to take those suggestions on board.
Now, look, let's just go back a stage because I couldn't get it down, and therefore the audience couldn't either. So it's Winning Moves Australia, did you say?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Australia. And what is your website, or how do they get there apart from Facebook?
Yeah, you can just go into Google for winningmovesaustralia.com.au. That's the website, and all of our contact details are on there.
Now, hang on,
winningmovesaustralia.com.au.
Now, are they all in lowercase?
Yes, lowercase.
All right, so let me, well, you've obviously done it for other places, so we won't talk too much about the Yarra Valley, although we will promote it again before you go so that we can get people involved in it. But how do you, you've obviously done this for other places before you've picked the Yarra Valley, so how do you normally go about getting the places? Do you have an idea of some of the places yourself as a company or organisation, or is it all about just community input?
It really is a mixture. So we've been doing this now in Australia for about 12 years.
Have you?
Globally, 25 years. So it is something we've been doing for quite a long time. The locations, I guess, we go to are very much based on suggestions we've had from the public, but we want them to have a range of locals but also tourists that are there. And, you know, we do only create the board once. So once we create it, we want to ensure it's in the market for 15, 20 years coming, you know. So there is a lot of research and a lot of time that goes into creating the editions. It's not an easy job, but it is fun, and we do create board games. But I guess what gets featured on there is really based on suggestions and what everybody sort of puts forward.
So when you're looking for suggestions, and I mean, obviously you're happy with any suggestion that comes your way, just because a suggestion doesn't mean it's going to get on there. But what sort of things are you looking for? Are you looking for quirky things, or are you looking for mainstream things? Or and I'll only use Puffing Billy as excuse because we all know that, and it may get or it may not. But are you looking for something like that that's a major attraction, or are you looking for some minor attractions as well? Or what I'm trying to get is how do people sort of know that what they should be suggesting?
So it is really a mixture. So we do want those iconic attractions, locations, businesses that are in the region. but it is also a region and community specific edition. So we do want to have those quirky local businesses that you can only find in the Yarra Valley and Dandenong Ranges. So there isn't really a wrong suggestion, but we will feature everything from cultural attractions to family days out to hospitality to education, events, all different sorts of things will be featured on the edition. So I always say suggest everything you can, and then I can have a little bit of a research and see what that business is about if I haven't already.
So I don't want to put you on a spot because obviously you want to get as many suggestions as you can. But are we talking, like, when you say businesses, are you talking like iconic, and I'm thinking wineries and that sort of stuff? You're not talking about just a little corner shop though, are you?
If that corner shop is iconic and everybody knows it and it's not the Yarra Valley without it, then absolutely send it through. So it is such a broad suggestions, I guess you could say. There's real no wrong suggestion. We want to hear about from everybody about everything.
So Jamie Lee, when do you expect this to go into production?
So we're looking to start our design phase within the next sort of 3 weeks, which will be where we start to design what the board actually looks like, which will then allow us to have it in the market for October.
And then we'll, at that launch, you said that'll be actually launching a game. It'll be all over by then as far as suggestions. So people need to get on fairly quickly, don't they, to you?
Yeah, definitely. So I recommend jumping on within the next sort of couple of days to a week, putting those suggestions through so they don't get missed. I'm even looking for suggestions on what they think that the community chess cards could say. So if they can't think of a business or an attraction, tell me what that card should say, and I can definitely put that forward too.
Yeah. Oh, it's unique. I believe, I didn't realise, I thought the old game was about the only game that was still around, but I was talking to someone this morning, and I was telling them that I was going to interview you, and they said, oh, yeah, they'd heard that you've already done it in a few spots. And obviously what you said before, you've done it in a number of spots.
Yeah, it's been probably our most successful editions compared to all of our retail editions, because when you have tourists or locals or expats that come visiting the area, everybody knows sort of what's featured on that edition and they take it home. But we create maybe about 3 to 4 across the whole of Australia and New Zealand each year, so it's not something we're constantly doing, but it is something that's spread out over the sort of whole year.
So can I just ask you, in Victoria, how many sorts of games have you got? Do you know that offhand?
City editions, yeah. So we've got Melbourne. Yeah. We've also launched Bendigo. We launched Frankston not too long ago, and Mildura, and Shepparton's about to launch.
Oh, terrific. Is it the intention eventually to do sort of more and more?
Not every city will have one. It is something that we need to ensure, you know, they're – the need is for there. So we've got the retailers that want to sell it and, you know, purchase it and reprint it and things like that. So not every city will have one, but most of our major cities and our iconic attractions and locations most likely will have one if they haven't already.
What sort of prompted this? And I'm not just talking about the Yarra Valley, but I just thought Monopoly was Monopoly, so I'm showing the ignorance a bit. what sort of prompted the idea of having these ones for Frankston and the Yarra Valley and Shepparton and all those places?
Well, I mean, it started back when Monopoly was, you know, created, I guess, 90 years ago, but... Yeah. When we first created Edinburgh, it's about 25 years now, it's when it really started. And ever since then, you know, we've been creating different cities and locations around the whole of the world. Statistics do show that they are more popular than Harry Potter or, you know, our Squishmallows or Super Mario, because people have more connections with the community and they want to, you know, showcase that they are connecting with the community and being involved with that. And what better thing to do than be with a world-known brand such as Monopoly?
Yeah. So, Jamie Lee, when they become available after launch in October, where will people buy them? Will it be like the local news agency, or what sort of places do you sell them?
Yeah, so we'll have them available in all major retailers, such as like Big W or JB Hi-Fi. We do also have independent retailers and the airport, so the newsagents or the bookstores. The businesses that are featured on there have the option to sell them if they wish to for fundraising or anything like that. So that all stuff comes a bit more to light in October when it's launched, but we hold an official launch. So Mr. Monopoly will also come to town with us and be wandering around the Yarra Valley, trying out all these different locations and different things.
I was just going to ask you that. Will it be launched in the Yarra Valley in October?
Yes, it will be, yes. Don't know yet where yet, but somewhere in the valley we'll be there and Mr. Monopoly will be there. So I suggest keeping an eye on our Facebook page for that official announcement closer to the end of the year.
I'd like somebody to let me know because, I wouldn't mind talking about it or at least coming to see it. So if somebody will promote it. I think it's a terrific idea. Do you ever, when you go out and ask for people to come along and come up with suggestions, do you get heaps of them? Like, do you get hundreds of them or are we talking just a few?
My inbox is always overflowing.
Is it?
Yeah, there's always hundreds of suggestions for my 22 property squares I have. So sometimes, yes, those suggestions don't, show up on the board, but I do like to, ranch them out sometimes with community chess cards or chance cards or other things in there. Because while I might be creating it for the community, it is overall your addition. It's for your Yarra Valley. So we want to make sure it's perfect for you guys.
Sounds fantastic. All right. I know you're on a time span that you have to keep moving. So it's Facebook is Winning Moves Australia. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And it's the three W's, winningmovesaustralia.com.au for the suggestions. They can put suggestions on Facebook or would you prefer them in through the website?
Oh, either way. Whatever is easier for people. I access both of them, so...
Well, I've got to say, because I'm out in the Yarra Valley, there's plenty of iconic spots out here. I think you'll probably find it's hard to get down to the number of that you need rather than be scratching for places.
Always a good thing to have, though.
Yeah. I'd really like it if somebody could let me know when the launch is. We'll try and promote it for you because... I'd love to see the game. I think it'll be fascinating to see what comes in. And I guess no matter how many places you put it, I guess there are just sometimes you might get a lot more than what you need. And I guess it must get very, very hard when you get down to the final numbers saying, well, this is in and that's out.
It's a hard part of the job, but it's also a fun part, I guess, in what gets featured and what doesn't. But a lot of research goes behind it, so I guess it's not just me going yes and no. There's a lot of suggestions and a lot of feedback, and Hasbro is included in all of that. So there's a lot of work behind the scenes that people don't realise. But it's exciting. It's very exciting to get the edition done.
And I guess one of the things that it'll also tell you a lot about the Yarra Valley too, won't it?
I have learned so much about the Yarra Valley. Yeah, all about the delicious wine that I could drink when I was there.
So you've been out here, obviously.
Yeah, I was down there not too long ago now. End of January was when I was in town with my colleague and we had a bit of a tour of the Yarra Valley and seen some locations, had some food and wines and some delicious cherries up at Cherry Hill. And, yes, very, very good trip.
There's some really fabulous places out here, isn't there? And that's why it's such a tourist hub because, if you want food and wine, it's here. If not, there are plenty of great just scenery. There's everything in the Yarra Valley.
Oh, definitely. You're just driving along, it's like you're in a whole different planet.
Yep, it is. And the funniest bit is that when you're coming, say, from Healesville to from Lilydale to Healesville, it's only 18 k's, but it's almost as though you disappear into the country. Well, you do come into country.
You just it amazed me that I could be driving down an empty road and all of a sudden there was a place there that just popped out of nowhere.
and particularly if they're wineries, some of them are huge places and they've got some fabulous buildings. Look, Jamie Lee,
it's very beautiful.
Thank you for your time. Facebook winning Australia. Facebook winning moves Australia. Get on that and have a look and send some suggestions along to Jamie Lee. Or the three W's, winningmovesaustralia.com.au. Look, let's fill our inbox over and over again and let us see how many great places there are here in the Yarra Valley.
I can't wait to receive them all.
Thanks, Jamie Lee, for your time, and please let me know when the launch is on.
I definitely will. Thanks again.
Thanks, Jamie Lee. Bye.
Bye.